This is Al Simpson. Thanks to George Bush, we are winning the war on drugs one battle at a time. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, since President Bush took office and forged an anti-drug policy into action, cocaine use is down 22%, and marijuana use fell more than 16%. The effort to win back our kids has been the most success of all. Teenagers have cut their use of drugs by more than 25% since 88. Ted Slick Willie has kept a tight lip on the war on drugs, and for darn good political reason. In 85, Clinton had refused to grant extradition of a Little Rock native to New York on cocaine charges because he thought the New York law was, quote, too harsh. Clinton could never match Bush's good record, especially since in 1989, marijuana was estimated to be Arkansas's number one cash crop. No joke. Clinton doesn't need to inhale when he's surrounded by all that stuff. What's good for Arkansas is good for America, eh, pal? Give us a break.
Al, we're losing the war on drugs, and everyone knows it. One of the few bright spots is that Arkansas is the second most effective state in the country when it comes to seizing supplies of marijuana. If President Bush's war on drugs was even half as efficient as Arkansas's, we wouldn't have the massive drug crisis we're struggling with today. President Bush also promised no deals with drug kingpins during the war on drugs, but he flip-flopped and gave reduced sentences to five of the biggest Colombian drug kingpins in U.S. custody as part of the deal to prosecute Manuel Noriega. The fundamental reason we're losing the war on drugs, Al, is that we're waging a misguided battle. President Bush ignores two of the most important weapons, treatment and education, then tries to lock up every addict he didn't treat. That strategy isn't working, Al. It leaves far too many criminals out on the streets. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on next Tuesday's election. Tune in Monday on the Mutual Broadcasting System.